Joshua chapter 10 and verse 24. And it came to pass when they brought out those kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel. That Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said unto the captains of the men of war, which went with him, come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near and put their feet upon the necks of them. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. Hallelujah. That's an amazing promise, isn't it? Turn over with me to Romans chapter 16 and verse 20. And then we'll try to get in here and preach tonight with the Lord's help. We won't keep you long. We want to make a push for this altar tonight. I'd love to see somebody get help tonight in this service. Romans 16 in verse 20 it says, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Would you stretch your hand this way? Ask the Lord to help us to preach tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you so much, Lord, for the singing, Lord, for everybody that come out tonight. Most of all, we thank you for your spirit that we feel here tonight. And I'm praying now, Lord, for that anointing power that destroys the yokes of bondage, Lord. Help me to preach what you'd have me to. Oh, God. Move around this altar, encourage, lift up, strengthen, move in a mighty way, and we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' holy name we pray, and the church says amen. Glory to God. If you're going to help this preacher preach tonight, say amen. I got you committed now, so you have to. Hallelujah. Joshua 24 and verse 10, we read about these five kings that had come against the children of Israel, and they were making war against Israel, and God had come and wrought a great victory for Israel that day. And it came to pass that when they brought out those kings, those five kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel. He called them all around and said, I want you to see what's about, God's about to speak to you here. He said, I don't want anybody to miss out on this. So all the men of Israel gathered around these five enemy kings. And oh, he called the captains and he said, come near and put your feet upon the neck of these kings. Oh, we know how it was a disgrace to those kings to even bow their knees to the captains of Israel. But even a greater disgrace and a greater defeat, oh, when they put them on the ground and them captains put their foot right on their necks and said, we're crushing you. It's over. We've got the victory. And God wanted all of Israel to see that they had wrought a great victory that day. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. Not only these enemies that you see here today that's destroyed, not only them has he given you the victory over, but all the enemies that you fight in the future, God will give you the victory. Hallelujah. You can put your feet on their head. God will give you the victory over them. Then we go to Romans chapter 16 and verse 20, and it says, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. That word amen means I agree or so be it. And when I read that scripture, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under my feet very soon, shortly, I just rear back and say, amen. So be it. I agree. Hallelujah. I'd like to preach just a few minutes tonight on we've got victory over the enemy. Hallelujah. We've got victory over the enemy. This word bruise here, where it says the God of peace shall bruise Satan, it don't mean just how you and maybe your brothers or some of your friends got in a fight, and maybe you got in a fist fight and you punch one another, and just a couple days later there came up a bruise on your side and it was black and blue, or maybe it turned yellow. That's not the bruise it's talking about here. When God says that, when He says in His Word that God shall bruise Satan, that word bruise there in the Greek means to crush completely or to shatter. Hallelujah. Let me read that again. And the God of peace shall crush Satan. Hallelujah. Shall shatter Satan under your feet shortly. We know that word shortly means speedily, soon, or quickly. I'm glad that our God is a God of peace. He's a God and the author and the giver of peace. Philippians 4:7 talks about a peace that passeth all understanding. I thank God for peace. I like that old song that says, peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above, sweep over my spirit, forever I pray in fathomless billows of love. I'm glad that my God is a God of peace. God is at peace with us. He is speaking peace to us. He is working peace in us, and He is creating peace for us. Thank God that the God of peace is going to bruise. He's going to crush the devil under our feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel that there are those tonight, God laid a burden on my heart for some young folks and some middle age and even some elders here tonight, that you come into this service and you're under the attack of the enemy. It seems like he's got you surrounded on every side. I feel that there are those here tonight that you're wondering which way to turn. And we know that we do have an adversary. For 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, he tells us, be sober, be vigilant, be watchful, be awake. For your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And Satan knows that it is his last hour to devour. And he's doing all he can to destroy the church. I feel like the enemy, the devil, has been roaring against you and your family and your home and your youth group and your church. And he's been telling you that you're defeated, and doubts begin to cloud your mind, and you begin to be fearful and discouraged. He's telling you your problem, it's never going to get better. Your circumstance is never going to get better. Young person, you're never coming out of the valley. You're never going to get the victory. I believe that some young folks are in such heated battles tonight that you feel like, what's the use? I might as well throw up the white flag of surrender. I heard a story one time about a submarine that had went down off of one of the coasts, just outside one of the coasts, and this submarine had went under, and they could not find the submarine. The search and rescue had went out looking for this submarine to try to rescue these men who had went under this water and could not emerge back up, for some of the machinery had failed in that submarine. And as they began to search for this sub for many, many days, and it was seeming that they began to do some work on details and different things, and they knew that the sub, the people in there, their oxygen was running out. No doubt they were running out of food. They were not on a mission that was going to last very long, so they were running out of the necessities of life, and they had gone under. And they said that as they searched and searched, they couldn't find them. And finally, one of the last days that they even thought they could still be alive, they found them. They located them off the coast, and they sent some divers down, and as they went down and got by that submarine, they didn't even know if anybody was still alive. But Brother Miller, they begin to hear some tapping on the inside of the submarine, some hitting on the sides of that sub, and they realized that one of them people in there were still alive, and they were knocking on the side of the sub, and they were doing Morse code, trying to talk to somebody, trying to knock on the side of that sub. And this is what they were saying in Morse code. They were saying, is there any hope? I feel that's the way there is some young folks in this service here tonight. Oh yes, you just come from youth conference and no doubt you've got a great blessing. No doubt you're on fire for God. But I believe there's some here tonight that the Lord's laid a burden on my heart for. And you've come into this service asking this question: is there any hope? You feel down. You feel discouraged. Friend, don't let the devil tell you that discouragement is a sin. It does not matter who you are or how old you are. Discouragement will come. There will come down times in our life. For Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. He said, endure hardness as a good soldier. Jesus even told Simon Peter, Simon, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. We know there's going to be time of discouragement. But I want to tell you here tonight, keep your faith. I said, keep your faith in God. Hallelujah. The psalmist David, I'll try to preach here in a few minutes with the Lord's help. The psalmist David said, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will trust in the name of our Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He was saying some trust in what they can do for themselves. Some trust in the pastor and they should. Some trust in the youth leaders and they should. But there's times, Brother Cornett, when your people come to you and they say, what do? We say, I don't know. I'll pray for you. Pray about it. And we don't know what to do. But I want to tell you tonight, you can trust in God. Oh, hallelujah. I was reading the other day about some suggestions for safety. And they were giving you some suggestions. And even if you followed those suggestions, there was still a chance you could be hurt. Oh, but I'm so glad tonight that God don't give suggestions. He is the solution. Hallelujah. I said He is not a suggestion. He is the solution. Oh, some preachers will tell you though, if you keep a faith in God, it'll keep you from the valley. It'll keep you from financial trouble. It'll keep you from the health or from bad health. It'll keep you from trouble. But I tell you tonight, a faith in God will not keep you from the valley, but it will keep you through the valley. It won't keep you from financial trouble, but it'll keep you through financial trouble. It may not keep you from persecution at your school, but it'll keep you through the persecution. I said keep a faith. I said keep your faith and your trust in God. Hallelujah. Help us, Jesus. When the children of Israel come to the Red Sea, Moses told them, stand still. Let's see the salvation of God. No doubt some there thought, God's going to move this Red Sea out of our way. He didn't. He parted the water, but He didn't move the Red Sea. Oh, hallelujah. But that faith in God kept them through the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Oh, Daniel, the king said, Daniel said to all the provinces of that kingdom, said, don't pray anymore. So that didn't stop Daniel. He just went back to that same old window. Open those windows toward Jerusalem and begin to pray. Hallelujah. I tell you what, here tonight, church, there's some folks that's deviating from this path called holiness. There's some folks, just because the world is saying it's not popular to live that way no more, there's some folks that's jumping off this good old gospel ship of Zion. But I want to tell you, there is nothing wrong with this old time religion. We don't need to find a new way. We just need to get a fresh touch of the old time way. Young folks, stay the course. This old ship is still heading to heaven. I say stay the course. Keep on running. Keep on fighting. You're in the right path. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. There was those in the Bible days that became discouraged and downhearted in such a way they felt like giving up, Brother Brian. You say, huh? The great King Solomon, that great wise man, Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 17, was in such a pitiful shape. He said, I hated life. That's his exact words. That great woman, Rebecca, that was touched by God, Genesis 27 and verse 46, she was so distraught and so discouraged. She said, I am weary with life. That great prophet Jonah in Jonah chapter 4 and verse 8, he wished in himself that he was dead. Discouraged people. Felt like giving up. Felt like all hope was lost. Paul was in such a great storm. At one time he said, all hope that we should be saved was lost. He said that we wished for the day. Have you ever been there, young person? Have you ever been there, pastor? Have you ever been there, youth leader, where it seemed like the storm was raging in such a way that the sun had not shone in days, that the storm seemed like it wasn't going to break, and all hope that you was ever going to come out was lost. Hallelujah. I heard a preacher tell one time that he was in such a discouraging situation and in such a valley. He said, I felt like the heavens were brassed over. He said, I felt like I couldn't get a prayer through to heaven. And he said, one day I told the Lord, I can't take this anymore. He said, I feel like a prayer can't even get through my ceiling to get to heaven. And he said, the Holy Ghost spoke to him and said, I'm in between you and the ceiling. And I've heard every prayer you prayed. Young person, don't give up. Keep on fighting. Hallelujah. We have got victory over the enemy. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, have you come in tonight feeling like throwing up your hands, giving in? Oh, hallelujah. Help me preach, Lord. I won't preach very much longer tonight. I know it's getting later. And I know that some folks got things to do after this service. But I want to tell you the main thing. Somebody getting help in this service around this altar tonight. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. There was a fire, a crew that got caught out to a fire. They'd get called out on a 911 emergency call, and they'd pulled up to this about a 5-story building. And as they ran in, they started getting people out of this fire, Brother Miller. And they had done all they could to rescue everybody out of that building. The Brother Pierce, they thought they got everybody out of the building. But as the building was engulfed in flames and smoke was emerging out of that building, they said that a young girl began to scream and cry out from that top story, from one of them top windows in the 5th story of that building. And they said that one of the men told them, pull the truck over here and let's get the ladder up there and let me try to go rescue this young child. And as they pulled that ladder up to that window and that guy began to climb up that ladder, they said that the heat was coming off that building in such a way, Brother Brian, that that man couldn't hardly stand it. Said the smoke began to fill his lungs, and right as he reached the top and almost to that young girl, they said that that smoke had filled his lungs in such a way he had become subconscious, and he was about to fall off that ladder. And that fire chief, realizing what was about to happen, he said, boys, we got to cheer him on. Let's cheer him on. They begin clapping, they begin yelling, they begin screaming, saying, come on, you can save that child, you can do it, you can make it. And they cheered him on in such a way and loud enough that it broke that man's subconsciousness. And he come back to realization where he was. And he reached into that window. And he got that little girl. And he saved her life. And he made it back down there to the ground there. And I felt the Lord speak to my heart through that little story. That there's some folks here. And you've been trying to do a work for God. You've been trying to pull them out of the fire. You've been witnessing with all that's in you. And the fires of hell is all around you. And you feel like you're about to fall down. But God spoke to this little preacher to cheer you on. He said, cheer him on, boy. Cheer him on. That's what I come to do tonight. Tell you, you can make it. I said, you can make it. Hallelujah. We've got victory. I said, we got victory. Micah chapter 7 and verse 7, Brother Pierce. Give it to us, brother. Hallelujah.
I will look unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall rise.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Go ahead, brother.
When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light.
Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, though I sit in darkness, oh, when I call, the Lord's going to hear me. He goes on to say, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. You ever heard the devil laughing in your ear? Saying, ha, I got you to mess up. You're discouraged. You're in the valley. You're going under. But I feel like some young person needs to get up out of that place you're at tonight. And you need to say, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. For when I fall, I shall arise. When Elijah was down and discouraged, God sent an angel and said, get up. He was about to give up, but God said, get up. You're about to give up, but God sent a little preacher to tell you, get up. I said, get up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. David said, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. You say, I can't make it on my own. That's right, you can't. But you don't have to. Woo! I said, you can't make it on your own, but you don't have to. Because Jesus said, I will never leave thee. I will never forsake thee. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Can the church say amen? I said, we've got victory over the enemy in the name of Jesus tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Job, we all know Job. All his possessions, his family was taken away. Just a matter of hours. You know what Job said? He said, I looked on my right. He wasn't there. God wasn't there. I couldn't see him. I looked on the left hand. I couldn't perceive him. I couldn't see him. I looked even where his hand used to work, and I just didn't see it working. I looked in front and back, and I couldn't find him. But you know what Job said? He didn't say, I'm giving up. Job said, God knows the way that I take. And when he had tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. Hallelujah. Oh, even though I can't see him, the good news is he can see me. Oh, the devil's telling you, you cannot make it. You are going under, but I've got good news. The devil is a liar and the father of it. I said, God will make a way through. I said, when you wake up in the morning, you're going to have your foot on the devil's head, shouting the victory. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm just going to dance on the devil's head a little bit. I said, I'm victory. I'm leaving this place with the victory. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, it's a coming in the morning. Hallelujah. Whoa. Can we give the Lord a good praise tonight? Woo! Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Lorene, Sister Leah, Sister Libby, y'all come up here. Get ready to sing here tonight. Friend, don't doubt God's grace in a dry place. Hallelujah. His grace is sufficient. In the middle of disaster, along will come the Master. I said, he will make the difference. Oh, glory to God. He will make the difference. Job knew when he couldn't find a trace of God, he could still trust God. I said, when you can't trace God and see where he's working, you can still trust him. Hallelujah. The three Hebrew boys at first, they couldn't see him in the fire, but he showed up right in the midst with them. I want to tell you, church, Satan's furnace can't burn us. If God be for us, oh come on here. I said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Brother Brian, in the darkest hour of the war with Germany, when the destiny of civilization were hanging in the balance, a group of Congress adopted this slogan. And I believe it ought to be the slogan of every young person here tonight. This is what they adopted. Believe victory. Do you believe victory tonight? Do you believe you can have the victory tonight? Believe victory. Thank victory. Preach victory. And then just go ahead and live in victory. Hallelujah. You've had so many preachers come along, young folks, and tell you, you can make it. You can make it. You can get there. You don't have to fall. You don't have to falter. They've come by and they've preached it. I believe it's time for you to believe it. And you need to start living it. Hallelujah. I said you need to start living it. Hallelujah. In the darkest hour, friend, you need to take courage. Because the dawn is just around the corner. I said the dawn, the sunshine, is just around the corner. I'm closing with this right here. We probably all heard the story about Erwin Rommel, that great German general that was fighting against General Patton. And we know that how they had come together there. And they say that General Erwin Rommel was a great in military tactics and attacks. And they called him the Desert Fox, Brother Miller. I'm sure you've heard this. They knew about this Rommel. They had heard about him. Because even if he was defeated in battle, he had such a way, such a slyness, that he could retreat and get away and save most of his army. That's why they called him the Desert Fox. But what General Erwin Rommel done, and he wrote down a book with all his tactics, all his attacks, and all his retreats. And he handed it out to all the German generals. And somehow General Patton, oh, that great commander, got a hold of that book. And they got it deciphered into their language. And as they done that, he memorized every one of Rommel's tactics and attacks and retreats. And they say that when Patton and Rommel come together in that battle that day, General Patton's men said that they could overhear him saying, "I've read the book, Rommel. I've read the book." What Patton was saying, "I already know what you're going to do next." And he would already have his forces prepared. And they'd already be ready for that attack. And when the Desert Fox realized he was going to be in defeat, he began to retreat. And old Patton, he began to holler out again, "I've read the book, Rommel. I've read the book." Just letting that general know, "I already know what you're going to do. And we've already got the victory. We are going to win." Well, we all know about our adversary, the devil. He's cunning. He's a deceiver. He's a liar. He is our adversary. But there's been a book written with all of his attacks. And I want some young person to tell the devil, "I've read the book. I've read the book." And we win. In Genesis, we read about Satan's deceit. But in Revelation, we read about Satan's defeat. Hallelujah. So listen to me, devil. I tell you what I'm going to do. You've walked on me long enough. I'm going to walk. I'm going to shout. I'm going to stomp all over you. Let's stand all over the house tonight. Let's lift our hands toward heaven and receive the victory over the enemy. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. With heads bowed all over the house, I want to ask a young person tonight, you've been in that fight, you've been in that valley, and you're needing the Lord to give you victory tonight, I want you to step out right now in the name of Jesus. Heads bowed all over the house. As Sister Lorene begins to play and they begin to sing something softly, I want to ask you, young folks, won't you step out tonight? Won't you come on down to this altar and shout on the devil's head? He's had you in that valley long enough. He's had you fighting that thing so long that you're about to feel like giving up. I want to tell you, it's time to step out. Come on, don't be discouraged. Don't be downhearted. Don't be ashamed tonight. I said, don't be ashamed tonight. We've all had to face battles. We've all faced valleys. Oh, hallelujah. Is there only one here? Is there only one that's facing something? I tell you, church, if you're living right, if you're doing what you know to do, you're right in the midst of a fight. I said, you're right in the midst of a valley. You're right in the midst of the fight in the furnace. Oh, but God wants you leaving this place with a song on your heart, with a praise on your lips, with a skip in your step. Oh, there's two that's been on us tonight, and they say, "Oh, we need victory from God." Anybody else? I know there's more. The Lord let a lay on my heart tonight. Won't you step out? Come on. Oh, you need to leave this place shouting on the devil's head.